Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Just Product Things. My name is Abbas.
And hey, I'm Ishan. And welcome back if you have heard the trailer. So Abbas, what are we here to talk about?
Ishan, we're here to talk about products, right? Anything about products. So we've both been there in this profession for about 10 years each.
And yeah, that's right. Actually, before talking about what are we talking about, let's just say who are we, because no one knows us.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'd be just two other guys ranting on the internet about a field that is of intrigue to a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what we are going to do, but after we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yes. So, Ishan, tell us about yourself.
I am Ishan and I'm a game designer by profession. I've been making games for almost 10 years now, and which is a cool part of product making thing, and it's fun. And I always like to talk about products, be it anything. And that's why I'm here. So Abbas, how about you?
Yeah, it comes with a job, doesn't it? We like to talk about a lot of things. But yeah, I've been there in product, not as glamorous as games, but a tad bit serious. I've been there in business to business and business to commerce products, and been there for about 10 years, been writing code, doing a lot of designing, but yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing.
So let's just sound more intelligent by calling 20 years of experience across this panel of two people.
Yeah, legit things, man, legit people.
Yeah, we are very legit, and that's why we will talk about it now.
Please listen to us.
Yeah. So what do you think is a product, Abbas? Like, we talk about this product and all the jargon around it. So what is product?
Right. And that's something that I've been struggling to explain to my mother, my father, my sister, and my friends that are not from this line.
Except me, basically.
Except you. Yes. Yeah. Only true friend. But product is anything and everything, isn't it, Ishan? It's just everything that you use on a daily basis.
Yes, or it can be anything. You don't necessarily need to use it. I mean, you are a product. You are advertising yourself some way or the other. So that's
like this podcast.
Product. Exactly. Like, we are a product on this podcast, or this podcast is a product.
I would not go as far as telling that I'm selling myself. I think Google does enough for that for me. But everything is a product. Everyone is a product in this age. And it's just something that can be experienced by anyone in any format at any point in time. It could be people doing videos on Instagram, doing videos on TikTok, a very famous app. Or even, the simple app that you use on your phone, which is the dialer app to make a phone call. Even that's a product.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what it is. So that's why it's really cool that we have taken a very broad topic of discussion so that we don't run out of topics to rant about or talk about. That's good product design right there. See?
Yeah, jargons again, man. But another thing that I believe that product does is it's bringing in this huge abyss. A lot of people are intrigued about product managers when they hear that they want to become product managers in their college and all, but they rarely know what is a product. It looks all glamorous when they hear about it. They call themselves the mini CEOs and stuff, but it's not that glamorous, is it?
Or rather, it's just made to sound glamorous with those terms. It's quite basic, I would say, because everyone's doing it very easily.
It's common sense, right? At the end of the day, it's just common sense.
Yeah, even if you're regular on Instagram, it's a product management task that you're doing. You are building your own profile or whatever it is. And that's how simple it is. It's just a jargon which has been made into a fancy word, I would say.
And that's how you promote your own Instagram liking, guys. And that's what a good product guy does.
Yes, so that's why you can follow me on at Ishan Manzrekar on Instagram. And Abbas on?
I'd rather not say, because my photos are really ugly.
Okay, so is a bus, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Anyway, right, coming back to what we were discussing before, product is everything, but more often than not, I think the term's taken a bit more of a, a very stronger appeal in the last 10 to 15 years. And coincidentally, it happens to coincide with, oh, did I just use coincide again? It happens to kind of intersect the mobile phone slash internet era. And we both come from India, and that's pretty much when internet really took off in full steam, right? 2000s, early 2000s and such.
Yeah, of course. And then now we kind of relate this word with more internet apps and games and like things that you do. So yeah, we can also talk about like this initial primer episode. We can talk about like what's your favorite products then. Like we can share what we like and we don't like. So I would ask you, Abbas, what's your favorite product that you can point out?
I think the first product that comes to my mind is a verb, is a product, is everything that we know internet as. I think Google for me happens to be the product. Like that is the product that started, I think, everything else.
That's true, that's true. And they are always doing a lot of new things. So they
It's
are
not
like
about
the peak thing.
just new things. Yeah, they are. I mean, so the fact that we are able to do this conversation, and guys listening on the call, on the podcast. I'm sorry, I'm still new to this. We are doing this sitting in two different geographies because of internet, right? And something that's synonymous with internet, right from when they founded in 96, 98, has been Google, right? If it were not for them, and probably that it's just the time that they came in, internet's just become more accessible, more. And I've not felt that away from my friends, and for that matter, Ishan happens to be one of my furthest living friends on the planet. Or did I just say planet? But yeah, cool. You get it, right?
Kind of, yes. So yeah, makes sense. And then like after Google, of course, there have been a lot of things. And for me, one of the, like I was shamelessly plugging in my Instagram, one of the recent things which I have loved as a product is basically Instagram. It's been doing a lot of things well, and yes, it does try to get you addicted to the endless scrolling, but there are so many cool things about it. And I guess we would talk about this more in detail as we go ahead with further episodes as well.
Yeah,
So
that's right.
anything, yeah, anything
So,
else, anything, any other product like more recent or more relatable?
I know this is controversial because I just said Google, but Apple for me happens to be one of the physical products that I am a bit jealous of because they do certain things right, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and I'm a Android fanboy, so I sometimes don't like what they do.
So am I, so am I. But you've got to give it to them. They
Yeah, of
know how to
course.
please their customers.
Yeah, of course. And yes, I have ranted a lot about Apple products, but then again, I have also liked some Apple products. But yeah, at the end of the day, Apple is a great product-based company which is making actual physical products.
Right. So that brings us to it, right? There are just two kinds of products. There's the digital angle to it, which we started off with, and then there's the physical angle to it, which we just spoke about. And digital's been all the rage so far, but I think that physical's not yet, the time's not yet up for physical. What do you think?
Yeah, of course. And at the end of the day, whatever online stuff you do, there are a lot of actual physical things that you use as well. It's just because like both of us have been like in this online world of products, like we would relate more to that, or all our jargon comes from that side. But you can see any other physical products, like the Tesla cars, like they are the new rage of physical products.
Yeah, that's a different physicality, man. That's
Yeah,
Elon
or
Musk is
just
like a one-upped everything.
yeah, just anything you can do. And that's why, like you mentioned earlier, like everyone is a product. And like I would say, even the influencers on Instagram and the ones who are popular, they are products in itself. They are building their own brand and they are trying to do a lot of things which fit into their brand. And then, of course, they earn through that. So they are their own products as well. So it's like very vague, very long. And I guess by now, if you would have done a drinking game where every time we say product, you take a shot, you wouldn't be listening to us right now.
Yeah, but not if you're drinking water. But yeah, you're right. Bad joke. But you're right. A product is anything and everything. And that kind of should ideally have helped us explain what product, as product managers and designers, what we do. But it still comes out as a very hard topic to discuss, right? Specifically when you're discussing it with the with people who are the age of your parents.
Any layman,
for that matter, any layman. I haven't been successful at that attempt. I think I've made a dent, but I think it's too early, man. What about you?
Yeah, I have even difficult tasks to explain to people because I make games and everyone plays games. So no one has an idea of what goes in making games. And it's always been a tough task for me. And so I talk about a lot of it, but I don't think anyone understands what I do still.
Which is very weird, right? We spend the good part of our day trying to understand what people like. And how can it be such that we can't explain what we do? When that's our, I think it's the one thing we are hired to do, make things simpler, to explain, to understand your users, to explain things to users with a simple button click or a swipe, or, and we're still not able to explain product to people. Sad.
Yeah, but I think that also comes from the fact that we try to explain so many things in a, such a simple way that people don't really realize what goes behind it. And to explain that, oh, you know what, that swipe over there, it should be a swipe, it shouldn't be a tap, is something I decided. Then someone just says, so what's so great in that? And just the simplicity of usage of products, so to say, makes it difficult for people who are using it to understand and what goes behind it.
Appreciate the thought that goes behind it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And really bad overlap over there. But out of the circle of, you know, the daily people that we interact with, somewhere there is that feeling of being undervalued by the people, right? And somewhere I like being in that space, being that invisible observer to the product. And that's the mark of success, right? If they realize that swipe happened on its own, that is the mark of success of the thinking that went behind it.
Exactly. That's what I was coming to, because it's funny, because the more simpler it is, the more effort goes into it. And there was some quote about it I had read. I don't remember. The simpler it is, the more work behind it, or the more difficult it is to build. So a lot of things that you think are something that is very natural to us, like even about picking up a phone or like sending a message in a certain way, like there has been a lot of thought gone into it, which has made it so effortless in these times.
Yeah, and just to think about it, just so that, you know, people listening in, probably the new chaps who want to get into product, to give them the perspective. We come from the era when we were transitioning into internet, right? And all of these things of touch telephone, which is like the button-based telephone, all of that started coming in the 90s. But if you remember, the just before, I think in the early 90s, we had that rotary dial phone. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you've used it, but you used to stick your finger in the dial hole and then kind of ring those 6 or 7 odd digits that you had. That transitioned into a button type telephony, and now there are no buttons on the phone, which is weird, right? In a matter of 25-30 years, the buttons have gone, and people have adapted to it. The guys who are using a rotary are now using the mobile phone like it's an everyday, it is an everyday thing. And that shows you the perspective of how much a simpler task can be even simplified and still be used by millions of people. That
But
is
then
what product is all about.
it's also a factor of like people getting used to it over time. It's not overnight, and there are some things like this which just get used over time, and people get more comfortable about it. And that's what, because I remember when I started making games, I was making games for the old Symbian-based devices which had the buttons on which you used to play
The
games.
Nokias.
Yes, the most popular Nokia phones. And then suddenly that was the time when we were transitioning to the whole touchscreen mobile games. And early, like this was late 2000s, then the touchscreen phones were like you had the resistive touch where you had to actually poke into it. And suddenly the technology improved and it became more accessible. So like early 2010s, making games on iPhones was like rare because not many people had it, not many people could play it. But now everyone has one of the major operating systems on their phones and everyone can play everything.
And
So
just talking about, everyone having, everyone doing, everyone clicking the or tapping away on their phones, it's always been about people, right? Product and people are like a marriage made in heaven. I think at some point we are people pleasers, aren't
but
we?
you have to be, or you don't have to be in a way, because for example, if you give the iPhone example, like no one was expecting everyone to be adapting to a touch screen phone, because phones are supposed to have like buttons and everything. So
And tons of those, right? You remember the Nokia communicators that had buttons on the inside, man.
yes, like how would I be able to type with a QWERTY keyboard on a touch screen? Like that was one of the concerns that time. And so I wouldn't agree that we have to be people pleasers, or like a lot of the times people don't know what they want. And that's what we have to find the way to give it to them. Or
So then what
sometimes
are we?
it's, I don't know. I guess
Huh.
that's what we are trying to discuss
Figure
and
out.
figure out. Like
Yeah.
we will rant and we will caress our ego during this podcast and try to figure out what we are, or just give extra knowledge which no one asked for.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be a bad place to end your business day with, and it is a Tuesday. It's been a pretty rough day. But yeah, I think we should definitely talk about what goes on. And with that, I think we should just conclude this rant of 20, 25 minutes.
Yes, yeah, it's been almost 20 minutes already. So, yeah, and that's all I have as well. I mean,
Great.
any other things I would have, I will keep it right now so that we can milk it and make more episodes out of it. See, product design 101.
All right, let's talk about a few more topics when we meet next about product, what is product management probably. But that's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Hope to catch you on the
Yes.
next one.
Thank you. Keep listening to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast and whenever it's available. So, thank you so much. And that's all for now. So, goodbye.
Cheers.
Yeah, and we should like plug in some things before we leave, right? Or follow us on this and that and all that. But
With one episode.
yeah, maybe someone listens to this one episode after we have 10 episodes.
Follow us in real life, guys.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, okay, bye. Thanks.